Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the JRPG Report. My name is Dalton Suter, and this is episode 251. Right off the bat, I apologize for the big gap between the episodes. It's been a big whirlwind of no real news to report, depression, and work kicking my butt. But we are back with some good news stories for you guys this week, so hopefully that will make up for it. Let's just get rolling right into it. First and foremost, Square Enix has announced that a Dragon Quest Monsters title is in development for the Nintendo Switch. The confirmation comes from a new video celebrating the 25th anniversary of Dragon Quest Monsters, as the original title released in 1998 for the Game Boy Color. A teaser site has been opened that also features this trailer. No other information, though, has been given about the game at this time, but the short teaser video is available to watch. In other Dragon Quest news, Square Enix has also announced that Infinity Strash Dragon Quest The Adventures of Dai will launch September 28th worldwide for the PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X and S, Nintendo Switch, and PC. Pre-orders for the game will net players a legendary hero outfit for Dai and the hero's tutor Bond memory item. Dragon Quest The Adventures of Dai is a classic manga and anime series based on Dragon Quest and a new revival anime recently aired in Japan. Infinity Strash looks to be a video game adaptation of Adventure of Dai's storyline. In a bit of an overview, the legendary Dragon Quest Adventures of Dai manga and anime arrives as an exhilarating action RPG. Relive the events of the anime and Infinity Strash as you take charge of Dai and the disciples of Eivon in their battle against the Dark Army. Bond memories. These items recreate iconic scenes from the original manga. Earn and equip them to augment your abilities according to your playstyle. And play through over 100 room combinations in the Endless Dungeon, where monsters and traps change every time you enter. So a bit of a little roguelike element there. Hack and slash through hordes of enemies to reach the final floor. And a little bit of a story overview. It has been many years now since the hero restored peace to the land. In a world tormented by the forces of evil, a swordsman and his companions set out to defeat Hadlar, the Dark Lord. On an isolated island in the southern seas, a boy named Dai lives among monsters, yearning to become a hero himself someday. Everything changes when the Dark Lord is revived. With a new crisis facing the world, Dai makes a promise to his mentor, encounters new friends, and slowly learns about his own inescapable fate. This is the beginning of Dai's adventure and his quest to become a true hero. So up next, something that piqued my interest, publisher Marvelous and XSEED Games held the 2023 Marvelous Game Showcase stream event on May 26th. The half-an-hour stream featured looks at upcoming releases like Loop 8 Summer of Gods, but the publisher also brought a handful of new game announcements, including two new entries in the Rune Factory series. The decision to announce two new Rune Factory titles stemmed from Marvelous's desire to adopt the theme of East and West for the projects. The first game, representing East, is a Rune Factory spinoff codenamed Project Dragon, though it has a Japanese title, Ryo no Kuni Rune Factory, or Rune Factory, The Dragon's Land. The teasers featured stylized Japanese environments, creatures, and characters, as well as real-time combat gameplay, magic, and riding on the back of a serpentine, Asian-style dragon. The Rune Factory series director Shiro Mikawa said the development team wanted to set the new game in the Eastern Land, often referenced by characters in previous Rune Factory titles, giving existing fans both a taste of completely new setting while unfolding mysteries of a place once only vaguely referred to in an extant manner. The game uses a more quote-unquote cool style for its creature and character design as contrasted to the more cutesy graphics of the main series. However, it'll still have familiar elements like day-to-day life, adventuring, and finding romance. The protagonist is something called an Earthmate and is connected to the dragons seen in the trailer. Marvelous also announced the next numbered entry in the series, Rune Factory 6. No other details about it were available beyond a glimpse at the game's logo. So keep your eyes and ears peeled out for that. I know I will be. I really like the Rune Factory series a lot, I'm not going to lie. So during the latest PlayStation showcase, they showed some more Final Fantasy 16. And the trailer itself gives the most detailed look yet at Final Fantasy 16's larger narrative. Players who have followed previous coverage of the game may be familiar with some of the earlier story beats and how, or the early story beats, excuse me, and how the game is structured around multiple periods in Clive's life. However, the new trailer laid out a crisis facing Clive and his allies, and Valestia itself in more detail through lines of dialogue. Valestia is dying slowly due to the spread of the Blight, and this slow destruction sows chaos in the lands built around its mother crystals. The chaos includes violent disagreement on how to end the crisis, with some lines of dialogue suggesting that Valestia's mother crystals themselves may be related to the land's decline. Not everyone welcomes Clive's assistance or believes he in his cause, least of all the dominants that are allied to the various great nations. The trailer also features glimpses of different icons in action alongside snippets of combat gameplay and the cinematic flair of icon battles. Besides the trailer, Square Enix also confirmed that a playable Final Fantasy 16 demo will be made available in June 2023. According to a statement from producer Naoki Yoshida given to 4Gamer, the demo should last a couple of hours and allow players to carry over save data into the full game. The demo should release about 2 weeks before the game's June 2023. There we go. Got it out. Which would put its debut around June 8th, 2023. Final Fantasy 16 will launch on PS5 on June 22nd, 2023. There, I got it right the first time that time. My goodness. Another new project that was referenced during the Marvelous Game Showcase 2023 is Project Life is RPG. Such a strange... While only initial art appeared, it's going to be a new game designed to make RPG lovers very happy, apparently. So that's us. Itetsu Suzuki is the game's director and talked a bit about the goal of showing the adventure and life that RPGs portray and how the game will capture that while concept art showed... An initial logo also appeared. Here is a... And then they in this article, they show off two pieces of this. I did retweet this for anyone who is interested. You can see the segment on their YouTube. If you go and look up the Marvelous Game Showcase 2023, you can watch that as well. This is one of two early in-development titles shown. The other is Project Magia. During its segment, character designed by manga artist Hiro Mashima appeared. Project Life is RPG is in development for unspecified platforms, but fingers crossed it's for everything and not just the Switch. Also during the Marvelous Game Showcase 2023, Marvelous and Xseed announced a new Story of Seasons game. While there is no name for it yet, manager Hikaru Nakano called it a Story of Seasons that you can play with everyone. The presentation also involved peeks at its concept art. Overall, this entry will be one to play with others. You can see glimpses of the new game at the 15-minute and 45-second mark of the showcase. It begins by looking at some animals and crops. A chicken and some chicks appears first, and then there's a look at some tomatoes growing, and that's followed by a peek at the sheep, a pair of dogs, and a cow. We also get to see what kind of different seasons and weather conditions will look like, and all of that is followed by concept art and descriptions of how the goal will be to incorporate multiplayer elements. Before the new ones appears, though... There's still another Story of Seasons game on the way. It is already available in Japan. However, on June 27th, 2023, it will also come to Switch, PS5, Xbox Series X, and PC worldwide. The new Story of Seasons game that was mentioned, though, is in development for unspecified platforms. So NIS America has announced that Disgaea 7, Vows of the Virtualis, will release October 3rd in North America for the Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, and PC. The game will release on October 6th in Europe and October 13th for Oceania on consoles. Presumably, PC release date will be day-to-date release for the rest of the world. To commemorate the release, the company has unveiled a new story trailer for the game, which you can check out on their YouTube channel. But a little overview of two unlikely allies, one unforgettable journey. The fight to free Hinamoto is about to erupt in Disgaea 7, Vows of the Virtualis. To challenge the tyrannical Demiador Opener and his demonic magistrates Fuji and Pirulika must gather seven powerful weapons of legend. Can this uneasy alliance, threatened by clashing ideas, overcome the threats ahead? Look forward to further coverage of this coming soon. So here's one that I found quite cute and interesting. Publisher P-Cube and developer Octeto Studios have announced the classic Japanese RPG-inspired turn-based RPG Sky Ocean's Wings for Hire for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, Switch, and PC via Steam, though a release date was not yet announced. But set in the open skies, experience adrenaline-filled turn-based dogfights as you take the role of a captain and unite a party of ragtag sky pirates, setting upon an unforgettable, touching journey. Relive a golden era of classic JRPGs with a touching, heartfelt narrative about search for purpose and a building friendships that will last a lifetime. Become the captain of a ragtag crew of sky pirates, and as the head of your crew, you must recruit new members and secure enough resources from your fleet. Stylistic, strategic turn-based dogfights. Tactically plan attacks and adapt your strategy as you clash with adversaries in the open blue skies. Gather resources and upgrade your airships. Upgrade your crew with new special abilities as you progress through a winding narrative and manage resources and expand your airship as new characters join your band of pirates. A beautiful Ghibli-esque world filled with wonder. Stunning Japanese animation-inspired visuals make for diverse environments and memorable character design. Discover new towns and cultures, help solve local problems to gain their support and loyalty. Not to mention, a beautifully orchestrated original soundtrack accompanies you along your journey. Centuries have passed since the Great Scattering, a cataclysmic event that shattered the surface of the planet, throwing large portions of the land toward the sky, and destroying most of the human civilization in the process. Remnants of the planet are still found within the atmosphere, where humanity has formed new tribes and adapted to live up in the skies. Take the role of Glenn Windwalker, a young and tenacious captain who's yearning for exploration as he is thrust into the adventure of a lifetime. So yeah, check that out. If you'd like to check that trailer out, go on YouTube and search for Sky Ocean's Wings for Hire. It does look pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. Kind of strange premise, but I'm here for it. I'm here for it. So another game that was shown off during the PlayStation Showcase 2023 was a new trailer for Granblue Fantasy Relink. The trailer focused on highlighting the unique abilities of several of the game's playable characters, including adding Zeta and Vesaraga to the roster. Perhaps more importantly, at the end of the trailer, now lists a worldwide winter 2023 release window for the long-awaited console RPG from Cygames. Granblue Fantasy Relink has been in development for several years. Historically, information on the game has only come sparingly once a year around Granblue Fantasy Fest in December, though the cadence of new information has increased lately with a statement for more updates this summer per PlayStation blog. In 2018, we had received our first lengthy look at gameplay, though the footage has since been removed from Cygames' channel in wake of Platinum Games' removal from the project. In 2019, we received a trailer and footage featuring Lancelot, Vayne, Percival, and Siegfried. In 2020, we received about 20 minutes of Mega Fleet battle footage. 2021, we received platform confirmation of PS5, PS4, and PC, along with details of the RPG's two game modes. The game was given a 2022 release window at the time, but was later delayed to 2023. And last month, Cygames announced the establishment of Cygames America and Cygames Europe branches to promote the studio's titles in those regions. And now we have a release window of winter. So keep your eyes peeled for that. So Japanese indie video game developer Atelier Mimina, the developers of rhythm adventure Giraffe and Anika, announced a new sci-fi action RPG called Haruka Beyond the Stars. In this new juvenile sci-fi adventure, main character Yuki and a mysterious girl named Miya will visit space and explore unique planets aboard a spaceship. The game is set to release sometime in 2025 for the PS5, Nintendo Switch, and PC via Steam. The Steam page confirmed an English localization, however, voices will only be available in Japanese. Alongside this information, Atelier Minima... Okay, they got to make up their mind on how they spelled this in this article. They spelled it two different ways. Atelier Minima also released a short gameplay trailer showcasing the combat, space exploration, and the TV anime-style visuals and cutscenes. In the trailer, some of the worlds seen in the game appear to be inhabited by cat people. Just saying. You can take a better look at the trailer if you go look it up on YouTube. The story of the game is set in the far future twilight of humankind. After Miya crash lands on Yuki's village, the two set out on an adventure to look for Yuki's father. Haruka Beyond the Stars is being developed by Giraffe and Annika Studio, Atelier Minima. The game is set to release for the PS5, Nintendo Switch, PC via Steam sometime in 2025. The Japanese website for the game is open and features some concept art for you to check out. All right. And these last two were probably the two biggest ones in my opinion, so I saved them for last. Nihon Falcom have revealed more information about the upcoming Ease 10 Nordics alongside its Japanese release date. The game will appear for the PS4, PS5, and Switch on September 28th, 2023 in Japan. There will be a special Adol Christian edition, which includes a mini soundtrack for the game, an armor set, a pin badge, a set of illustration cards, and a body bag with the logo of the game. My goodness. New characters and details about naval combat appeared as well. Nihon Falcom introduced some new characters that will appear in Adol Christian's new adventure. Leif Ivelisse is a childhood friend of Glenn and Cruz, two other characters that will appear in the game. He is not native of Karnak, but a migrant worker from outside of the city. Mirabel Asarid is a nurse working at the clinic in Karnak that her father opened. She is cheerful and has a good-willed but strong, brave personality as well. Lila is a mysterious woman that can communicate with Adol through a seashell he picked up at the beach in Karnak and asks him for help. She is located somewhere in the Gulf of Obelia. The nameless old man is an amnesiac who lives alone in a small hut on an island and teaches people how to use their mana. A new gameplay feature detailed by Nihon Falcom is the naval battle system. Players can explore the Gulf of Obelia and engage in naval battle while on ship Sandris, which can be upgraded, by the way. Naval battles involve smart positioning, using different types of cannonballs with different properties, and aiming with the ship's mini cannons. Some powerful enemy ships will need to be directly boarded after dealing enough damage, and merchant vessels that act as wandering shops exist as well. Ease 10 Nordics is currently in development for the Nintendo Switch, PS5, and PS4, and its Japanese release date is September 28th, 2023. And the last one. This was announced about a year ago, but Capcom gave us a long-awaited first look at the trailer for Dragon's Dogma 2 during the PlayStation Showcase 2023. The new footage is the first ever look at the follow-up to the 2012 cult classic action RPG, as well as a smattering of voiceover and lore information for fans to speculate on. Set forth on your grand adventure, Arisen. Dragon's Dogma is a single-player narrative action RPG that challenges the players to choose their own experience. From the appearance of their Arisen, their vocation, their party, how to approach different situations, and more. On your journey, you will be joined by pawns, a mysterious otherworldly beings, in an adventure so unique, you will feel as if accompanied by other players while on your own adventure. All of these elements are elevated further by the latest in graphics, artificial intelligence, and physics, technology to create a truly immersive fantasy world in Dragon's Dogma 2. Capcom confirmed last year that much of the original staff behind Dragon's Dogma would return for the sequel, including director Hideaki Itsuno, art director Daigo Ikino, and Kenichi Suzuki as project lead. Alongside the first look trailer, Capcom announced that Dragon's Dogma 2 will be a single-player narrative action-driven RPG. Both the pawn system and the monster climbing, of course, will return in the sequel as well. And finally, it also was reiterated that Dragon's Dogma 2 is built on Capcom's re-engine, which is that new engine they developed for the new Resident Evil games, I believe. Today's news revealed that Dragon's Dogma 2 is currently slated for a release on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC via Steam, though a release window has not been announced yet. Some of the upcoming features for the game, though, Dragon's Dogma 2 begins in a subterranean jail where the dragon's voice echoes in a fog of lost memories. With their heart taken by the dragon, the Arisen is set on a path to slay the symbol of the world's destruction as it soars through the sky on its massive wings, breathing flames that scorch everything in its path. With the Arisen's future veiled in mystery, what challenges and triumphs await on their path to their destiny? Up to three mysterious otherworldly beings known as pawns accompany the Arisen through their journey. Pawns create the feeling of a cooperative gameplay experience by offering unique characteristics, skills, and knowledge gained from their experiences with other Arisen. And Capcom's advanced RE engine provides vividly detailed high-fidelity graphics combined with immersive physics and complex reactive character AI to create a setting where decisions and their consequences come to life. I'm hype. I'm so hype. I am so hyped for that. I love the first Dragon's Dogma. I think it was doing what Elden Ring did before Elden Ring, and nobody gave it enough credit for that. But like, at the end of the day, what do I know? I'm just a nerd. But I am super looking forward to that, and I am super looking forward to hopefully there being some more news coming out so we can keep these rolling out. Again, I do apologize. But you know, hey, if you guys want to donate to the Patreon, it'd make me even more motivated to get on here through the depression and put stuff together for you guys. Anyway, if you'd like to find us over on Facebook, it is facebook.com/JRPG Report. If you want to find us over on Twitter, it is @JRPG Report. If you would like to subscribe to the Patreon and help support the show, it is www.patreon.com/JRPG Report. Like these wonderful people, Jake W., Jordan K., Kularian, and Master Loot. Thank you very, very much. Also, if you would like to check us out over on the Steam Machine podcast, it is a bi-weekly PC gaming show where we talk about whatever game we're playing in my backlog for that bi-week. The last one that we did was Kingdom Hearts. So go check that out. Our next episode is going to be on the Talos Principle, but I know that Kingdom Hearts is more probably up all of your alleys, so I would appreciate it if you'd go give Kingdom Hearts some listens, give it some love. The downloads sure do help us. And I just appreciate each and every one of you for always tuning in. Again, I apologize for the big gap in episodes. I will try not to let that happen again, but the news does dictate the releases. I love you all. Thank you for listening. And do me a huge favor. Get back out there and level up.